listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about somebody who rejected God's altar. And I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 10 and 11, where we read this. Now King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest the design of the altar and its pattern according to all its workmanship. Then Uriah the priest built an altar according to all King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Uriah the priest made it before King Ahaz came back from Damascus. King Ahaz decided that he would rather surrender to the king of Assyria than to the king of kings. King Ahaz rejected God and looked to this pagan ruler for help. So it wasn't strange that he decided to visit Tiglath-Pileser and make official his submission to the king of Assyria. He went to Damascus to do it. And while he was there, Ahaz saw something that pleased him. He saw an altar that was set at Damascus. He liked it so much that King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest the design of the altar and its pattern. Using the plans sent from Ahaz, Uriah imitated the pagan altar at Damascus and had it ready by the time Ahaz returned from Damascus. Ahaz did this both to please his new master, Tiglath-Pileser, and to bring the latest trends in altar design to God's temple in Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 23 explains why King Ahaz was attracted to what he saw in Damascus. This is what that verse says. For he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, because the gods of the king of the Syrians help them, I will sacrifice to them that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. Think of it. A king over the people of God actually set up a pagan altar at the temple in Jerusalem. He did it because he knew that it would please the pagans. He did it because he liked the fashionable design of the altar. He did it because he thought it would bring him success. Friend, doesn't that sound a lot like churches today? Many church leaders today put their trust in the tools, in the techniques, and in the principles of worldly success. They think the gods of Damascus will give them victory. We want to please the world as Ahaz wanted to please the king of Assyria. We are impressed with the fashionable designs of what comes from the world, and we think that imitating the world will bring us success. It's sad when the church goes to the world for its methods and principles. The sin of Ahaz did not end with Ahaz. We read, Uriah the priest built an altar. Now, of course, Ahaz was the king over Uriah. He bore the greater blame in this matter. But the high priest Uriah was also at fault. Together, they brought in something that was their ruin and the ruin of Israel. That's really the problem with the kind of compromise Ahaz allowed and promoted. Like Jesus warned, it's like the leaven or yeast spreading through a whole lump of bread dough. Let's look to the Lord more and look to the world less. We can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.